The week following the passing of Pope Ignatius had been one of mourning and prayer, an outpouring of grief for the lost spiritual leader. But as the rituals of remembrance were completed, the Vatican transitioned into a period of anticipation, of preparation. A new pope was to be chosen, and the conclave, the centuries-old process to elect the next bishop of Rome, was about to commence. St. Peter's Square, normally bustling with tourists and pilgrims, was eerily quiet. The Grand Basilica stood solemn against the evening sky, its imposing dome casting long shadows across the piazza. The Swiss guards patrolled the perimeter, their colorful uniforms a stark contrast against the gray cobblestones, their presence a silent testament to the important event taking place within the Holy Enclave. Inside the Apostolic Palace, the atmosphere was a mix of somber reflection and high-strung tension. The cardinals, 120 in number, gathered in the Sala Regia, a grand room adorned with frescoes depicting significant moments in the Church's history. They stood in silent prayer, each aware of the monumental decision they were about to make. In the small, well-lit chamber adjacent to the Sistine Chapel, six men sat in quiet contemplation. These were the papabile, the cardinals considered most likely to be elected as the next pope. Each brought a different perspective, a different strength, but all shared a deep faith and a lifetime of service to the Church. Cardinal Eduardo Sanchez from Brazil was considered a strong contender, particularly given his work in championing the rights of the poor and the marginalized. His pastoral approach, deeply rooted in liberation theology, had endeared him to many within the Church and beyond. Sanchez was admired for his humility and dedication to social justice. From Uganda, in the heart of Africa, Cardinal Thomas Acott had earned a reputation as a vocal advocate for the environment, leading the Church's efforts in promoting ecological stewardship. Acott's leadership in interfaith dialogue was also noteworthy, encouraging a sense of shared responsibility and mutual respect among different religious communities. Cardinal Lorenzo Ricci, a native of Italy, was an influential figure within the Curia known for his administrative acumen. Having reformed several key Vatican departments, he was respected for his ability to enact change while observing church traditions, though his narcissism and imperiousness made him less popular to many cardinals. Representing the United States, Cardinal James O'Brien was a prominent theologian who had made significant contributions to the church's understanding of modern bioethical issues. He was seen as someone who could navigate the Church's path through the increasingly complex landscape of medical and technological advancements. From India, Cardinal Aniket Patel was renowned for his efforts in promoting interreligious understanding and harmony. A scholar of comparative religion, his deep respect for diversity and his advocacy for peaceful coexistence had earned him respect both within the Church and in interfaith circles. And lastly, there was Cardinal Bennett Dreyfus, who hailed from Canada. A linguist and philosopher by training, his powerful oratory and insightful homilies had earned him admiration worldwide. Known for his diplomatic skills, he had successfully navigated several complex negotiations within the Church, preserving unity in times of potential discord. His approach to theology, blending tradition with select reforms of the modern world, appealed to the more conservative factions within the Church. However, the potential of Dreyfus's papal robes casting their shadow over St. Peter's Square signified more than a mere changing of the guard. It promised the dawning of a formidable era steered by a man well-versed in the game of survival. His anticipated reign hinted at an era of transformation and progression, yet the exact price of these advancements remained shrouded in the unknown.